Question 1. Law proposed by initiative petition. Expanded slot machine gaming. Do you approve of a law summarized below on which no vote was taken by the Senate or the House of Representatives on or before May 3, 2016? Summary. As required by law, summaries are written by the State Attorney General. This proposed law would allow the State Gaming Commission to issue one additional Category 2 license, which would permit operation of a gaming establishment with no table games and not more than 1,250 slot machines. The proposed law would authorize the Commission to request applications for the additional license to be granted to a gaming establishment located on property that is, 1, at least 4 acres in size, 2, adjacent to and within 1,500 feet of a racetrack, including the track's additional facilities, such as the track, grounds, paddocks, barns, auditorium, amphitheater, and bleachers, 3, where a horse racing meeting may physically be held, 4, where a horse racing meeting shall have been hosted, and 5, not separated from the racetrack by a highway or railway. What your vote will do. As required by law, the statements describing the effect of a yes or no vote are written jointly by the State Attorney General and the Secretary of the Commonwealth. A yes vote would permit the State Gaming Commission to license one additional slot machine gaming establishment at a location that meets certain conditions specified in the law. A no vote would make no change in current laws regarding gaming. Statement of Fiscal Consequences. As required by law, statements of fiscal consequences are written by the Executive Office of Administration and Finance. The fiscal consequences of this proposed measure for state and municipal government finances could range from $0 to an unknown positive amount. Under the Expanded Gaming Act, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has the discretion to determine whether a gaming license should be issued and when that determination would be made. If the Gaming Commission did award the proposed license, a new analysis of the casino market would be needed to determine the amount of revenue from this license, based on proposed size and operations and the potential impact of competition from other gaming establishments in Massachusetts and surrounding areas. Arguments. As provided by law, the 150-word arguments are written by proponents and opponents of each question and reflect their opinions. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not endorse these arguments and does not certify the truth or accuracy of any statement made in these arguments. The names of the individuals and organizations who wrote each argument and any written comments by others about each argument are on file in the office of the Secretary of the Commonwealth. In favor, voting yes allows one additional slots parlor in Massachusetts, providing millions of dollars to Massachusetts communities and creating thousands of jobs. In 2013 alone, Massachusetts residents who played at neighboring state gaming facilities gave those states over $240 million that could have stayed in Massachusetts. Under the gaming law, nearly half the revenue collected benefits all Massachusetts residents. Over the past year, the existing slots parlor contributed over $60 million for Massachusetts communities, plus additional funds paid to the host community. The gaming law ensures that a slots parlor will only be licensed in a community that votes for it. About $1 of every $5 goes to our state's horse racing industry, sustaining jobs at racetracks and breeding farms. A second slots parlor, together with the existing parlor, will assure that the long tradition of horse racing in Massachusetts survives while bringing thousands of new jobs to Massachusetts. Authored by Eugene McCain, Horse Racing Jobs and Education Committee, 353 Broadway, Revere, Massachusetts, 02151, 978-972-8156, www.massachusettsquestion1.com, www.massachusettsquestion1.com. Against. Legalized casino gambling in the Commonwealth is too new and unproven to expand at this time. Only one slot parlor has opened in Massachusetts, and it is significantly underperforming. Five casinos are expected to open in Massachusetts by 2019. The Wall Street Journal warns that New England already has more casinos than the market wants or needs. This ballot question was written by one casino developer for one purpose, his own financial gain. It disrupts the process and limits established by the legislature to protect communities and existing businesses. Proponents of the Act Relative to Gaming have traveled across the globe to exploit the Commonwealth and send a message to other casino developers. They can come to Massachusetts and do the same. Vote no to postpone the question of gambling expansion until a review of the costs and benefits of existing Massachusetts gaming establishments is completed. Authored by Celeste Rivero Myers, Chair, Committee for Responsible and Sustainable Economic Development, 256 Marginal Street, Boston, MA 02128, macasinos.net, macasinos.net. Full text of question. Be it enacted by the people and by their authority. Section 1, Subsection A of Section 8 of Chapter 23K of the General Laws, as appearing on the 2012 official edition, is hereby amended by striking out the first sentence and inserting in place thereof the following sentence. The Commission shall issue a request for applications for Category 1 and Category 2 licenses. Section 2. Section 20 of said Chapter 23K of the General Laws, as so appearing, is hereby amended by adding the following subsection. G. Notwithstanding any general or special law, rule, or regulation to the contrary, the Commission may issue one additional Category 2 license, provided, however, that the additional Category 2 license shall only be issued to applicants who are qualified under the criteria set forth in this chapter, as determined by the Commission, and that the additional Category 2 license meet the following additional qualification. 1. The proposed location of the gaming establishment shall be at least 4 acres large and shall be adjacent to and within 1,500 feet of a racetrack, including the track, grounds, paddocks, barns, auditorium, amphitheater, and or bleachers, if any, where a horse racing meeting may physically be held, which racetrack shall have hosted a horse racing meeting, provided that said location is not separated from said racetrack by a highway or railway.